Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Dominique Wilkins, born January 12, 1960, and he played primarily for the Atlanta Hawks in the NBA. He's a nine-time All-Star. Born in Paris, France, 6'8", 224 pounds, went to the University of Georgia. In 1982, he was a first-round draft pick, and he was a third pick overall. He was actually selected by the Utah Jazz, but Ted Turner, who was the owner of the Atlanta Hawks, wanted to get him there, and so he did some finagling. And back then, they needed to make some trades and then ultimately pay $1 million. And he did that. And even though back then it may not seem like $1 million was a lot of money, it was a lot for a move to be made like that. And as a result, the Atlanta Hawks were able to get him. And he brought so much to them. Nine-time NBA All-Star, All-NBA first team in 1986, four-time All-NBA second team, two-time All-NBA third team, NBA All-Rookie first team, NBA scoring champion in 1986, two-time NBA slam dunk contest champion. His number 21 is retired by the Atlanta Hawks. He also played over in Europe. And he was a EuroLeague champion in 1996, a EuroLeague Final Four MVP, Greek All-Star Game MVP, Greek Cup winner, Greek Cup Finals top scorer, Greek Cup Finals MVP, second team All-American NABC by the UPI, third team All-American by the AP, and SEC Player of the Year in 1981. 26,668 points for a 24.8 points per game average. Rebounds 7,167 for a 6.7 rebounds per game average, and assists 2,677 for a 2.5 assists per game average. He also made it not just to the Basketball Hall of Fame, but to the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Got some medals for the FIBA World Championship 1994 in Canada, and he made the national team for the United States and won there. His nickname was the Human Highlight Film. I had opportunity to meet him. I was at a place called Sport Mart back in the day up in Chicago. This was the early 80s, 1983, the summer of 83. And we walked in, some friends of I walked into Sport Mart, and there was just a crowd of people surrounding a table, and I saw these men with posters signing autographs for Converse All-Star shoes. And it was Magic Johnson, and then Isaiah Thomas, and then Dominique Wilkins. And those two were heading up great things in their on their teams with the Lakers and the Pistons. But Dominique was quietly going about his business. But when I think of him, I think of somebody that would be able to jump out of the gym. He didn't win the slam dunk contest for nothing. He was very, very effective at what he did. And there is a story in the Bible where Peter and John are going up to the temple. This is in Acts chapter 3. And there's a man lame from birth. He's being carried, and he would daily sit at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms, and Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. So this is a man who's hoping to get some money from them. And Peter says to this, but Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So we've got this man, Dominique Wilkins, who is a human highlight film. And the reason they said that is because he would find a way around the basket to do these amazing things that just happen off the cuff. And usually someone is jumping and leaping in an athletic endeavor like we see here with him. But when it comes to somebody that cannot walk, he had been able to get the ability to walk, and now he is so happy that he responds in this way. He is leaping. He is excited about what has happened. So Dominique Wilkins did it for a job. This man did it because God had changed his life through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And he wants to do that in our lives. Maybe you can walk fine, but in your life, if your life was to look physically what it was spiritually, your life between you and God would be dead. It's nothing. And you want to have the joy in your life. You want to have something different. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? And so when I see Dominique, I see somebody that with the joy of the game, he's able to jump out of the gym basically and do what he was able to do. And that's even a gift of God. For you and I today, what is your life like? Has Jesus Christ come into your life? Has he washed away your sins? Has he made you a new person? Has he made you ready to go to heaven? That's the gift that he offers to everybody and puts it out there and says, believe in me and your life will be changed. That's worth jumping about.